You're listening to Amazing Advertising, the podcast dedicated to advertising mascots, slogans, and jingles. My name is Lyle Perez, and I'm going to help bring back memories from your childhood. In the past 16 or so episodes, you've heard me mention my two brothers. Back when I was younger, my relationship with them wasn't very close, but I think they still cared for me. Or at least, they would say stuff that made me think they did. My oldest brother Daniel is about 7 years older than me. My other older brother is about 5. I'm mentioning this so you can get a better understanding of the story I'm about to share. This is a very personal story, and I've never told it to anyone before. It deals with drugs. Now, I've never taken any drug before, not even pot. Daniel, however, has been dealing with addiction on and off for many, many years. Last time I saw him was about a month ago, during Christmas. He didn't look like the same guy anymore. He's very skinny, and he looks like he's in his 50s. Not more than 5 years ago, he had a lot of meat on his bones and looked very healthy. But now... Okay, let's go back to the story. I remember that I was in middle school on vacation. Daniel had been living with us for a few months by this time. He had come home from rehab. Now, keep in mind that I was very young, and I didn't fully understand everything that was going on around me. I understand it more now that I'm older, and I could actually look back and think about this stuff. Daniel didn't have a room per se. He lived in the living room, where the TV was. I would be in there watching TV while he'd be doing whatever he'd be doing on his bed. We all knew he was shooting heroin or something, but my parents were tired of fighting. He would go to rehab after rehab, come home, look good, then get back to it. So on this one day, I was in the living room watching TV, and my brother had just finished doing whatever he did. He was making noise, so I told him to shut up because I was watching TV. He kept making, like, crying noises. This whole thing was weird. He sort of snapped out of it and sat up from his bed. He looked at me and he said something that I will never forget. He said, "Pebbles," which is what he called me for whatever reason, "I love you. Don't ever do drugs. I love you too much for you to do drugs." After that, he passed out. I mentioned this to him when he finally came to, and he said he didn't remember. That has stuck with me for a very long time. And I actually believe that that's why I've never done drugs in my life. My parents were always out working, so they would never see the strange stuff going on at our house. People would be coming by non-stop. Every time I saw my brother, he would usually be drinking a bottle of 7-Up. I would see this a lot. And finally, one day I asked him why he drank 7-Up so much. What was so special about it? He said that it was the only thing that wouldn't burn him on the way down. I love my brother. I really do. And it hurts my heart to see that after getting married and having 3 kids, he still can't kick the addiction for good. On today's episode, I'll be talking about 7-Up's mascot, The Spot. I'll talk about The Spot's history, the video games, my recent interaction with the mascot, and we have our very first Memories Corner segment. I have a great show for you today, so sit back, relax, and enjoy the memories.
Seven up, seven up, we've seen the light of seven up, seven up, seven up.
7-Up is a popular brand of non-caffeinated soft drink. Its refreshing flavor of lemon-lime has been enjoyed by millions since its creation in 1929. Charles Leaper Grigg was the man who created the drink that has pleased millions. Mr. Grigg was born in 1868 in Missouri. He moved to St. Louis as an adult and began working in sales and advertising. That's where he was first introduced to the world of soft drinks. Around 1919, Mr. Grigg invented his first soft drink that he called Whistle. Shortly after its creation, Mr. Grigg had a dispute with the owners of the company he worked at and quit. Because he was working for someone else, his invention had to stay with the company. He began working for the Warner Jenkinson Company and invented Howdy, an orange-flavored drink, which was his second creation. Learning from the mistakes from his first drink, he made sure that he would have all rights to his drink and could do whatever he wanted with them. Shortly after, he left the Warner Jenkinson Company to start a new business venture. The Howdy Company was born. By this time, Grigg had invented two orange-flavored drinks, but he had trouble selling them because the drink Orange Crush had already dominated the market. Not wanting to feel defeated, he began working on another drink, and in 1929, the lemon-lime soda named, let's see if I can get this right, Bib Label Lithiated Lemon-Lime Sodas was created. Sort of a mouthful to say. Its name was quickly changed to 7-Up Lithiated Lemon-Lime. That's not that much better. Shortly after the name change, it was changed again to just 7-Up. That's better. Can you believe that by the time 7-Up saw distribution, there were already 600 different types of lemon-lime flavored soda? Because of the success of 7-Up, Mr. Grigg decided to change the name of his company to the 7-Up Company. The brand was trademarked in 1936, and just 4 short years later, it was the 3rd best-selling soft drink in the world. Throughout the years, the 7-Up brand had changed hands quite a few times. Today, it's part of the Dr. Pepper Snapple Group, who markets over 50 different beverages throughout North America.
When you're looking for a clean break from your cola routine, you don't want to be sucked in by imitations. You want the only non-cola that picks up where colas leave off. You want the un-cola, 7-Up. When you want the taste of un, there's only one.
The last commercial I played is the one that I remember most from my childhood. It features the cool spot on top of a pool table. It continues running around trying to avoid the balls being shot at it. The cool spot, sometimes known as just Spot, was the mascot for 7-Up. He, or they I should say, was first introduced in 1987. They were derived from the little red cherry dot in the 7-Up logo. The popularity of the Spot grew so quickly that licensing merchandise began to show up everywhere. There were stuffed animals, shirts, telephones, playing cards, buttons, and even a few video games. I'll tell you more about them right after this.
Every once in a while, your soft drink routine needs a change. We recommend adding, at regular intervals, a 7-Up. The Un-Cola. It's a clean, crisp change from the everyday. Caffeine-free 7-Up. The Un-Cola. Put some un in your life.
A bizarre crime has been committed. The public flabbergasted. Cops baffled. To John Chu Public, I say the scene is awful. Carnage, mayhem, despair, anarchy. The cool spots have been kidnapped, and only one spot is left to save his cohorts. He'll need your help. Make no mistake, you'll encounter crabs wearing underwear, demented cheese-slinging pajama mice, teeth with no head. But remember, that little cool spot is out there somewhere. You may be all he's got. spot on Sega Genesis.
There were a few video games that held licenses for the 7-Up spot. In 1990, Spot the Video Game was produced by Virgin Mastertonic. It was released for quite a few different platforms. It was on the Atari, Game Boy, the original NES, computers, and more. The original title for the Atari version did not feature the actual Spot mascots. The game was known as Infection, but once the brand was added, it changed names and the price of the game increased. The gameplay was very similar to the strategy board game Reversi. The 7-Up spot appears as the moving piece in the game. I remember playing this game as a kid, and I didn't get it. I recently played it, and I still don't get it. Let's move on to another game. The second release title was Cool Spot for the Sega Genesis and the Super Nintendo in 1993. This game was extremely different than the one for the NES. This was an actual platformer, and it's a lot of fun to play. The 7-Up spot would run around, jump, throw soda bubbles. crazy idea for a game, but it was fun. There was a sequel to the game called Spot Goes to Hollywood. Just like Cool Spot, it is a side-scrolling platformer game. But this one is in 3D. It was developed by Virgin Interactive and released in 1995 for the Genesis. It was ported to the Sega Saturn in 1996 and the Sony PlayStation in 1997. I've never played this game before, so I'm gonna have to track down a copy and play it. In 1992, there was another 7-Up Spot game called Spot the Cool Adventure. As far as I know, it was only released for the Nintendo Game Boy. Yet, another game I haven't played. I gotta find a Game Boy now.
I still don't know what she sees in you.
Hey!
Seven Up, the cool spot.
Seven Up would like to give you a gift of holiday cheer. Just clip four proofs of purchase from 2-liter bottles of any refreshing 7-Up product. Take them to Toys R Us. And for just $19.99, you get the new Spot Game Pack for Nintendo Game Boy. A $5 savings. Just in time for Christmas. Put 7-Up in your holiday and make the season bright.
Oh, these commercials are so great. While I was watching them to pick the perfect ones for the show, I realized that I remember quite a few of them. Speaking of memories, I think it's time we let someone else share their advertising mascot memories in this week's Memories Corner.
Hello, amazing advertising listeners. This is Zombie Farmer, and I'm here to tell Lyle that I love his show. Amazing Advertising has been so much fun to listen to. I'm a big TV watcher my whole life, and commercials have always been there. Well, now that I have a DVR, maybe not as much. But they're not as cool as they used to be. And he told me he was going to be covering Cool Spot, and I had to jump into this one because I love Cool Spot. I remember the commercials when I was little. Probably not as good as I should, but I remember them. I thought the little red guy with the sunglasses was really cute. And I also am a gamer, and I played the NES version of the game, and I remember thinking it was pretty fun. There was a lot of games that were not. And one that was actually upon a soda mascot, I was surprised at how much fun it could have been. And as far as actual 7-Up goes, I have a weird memory about that from my childhood. Whenever I would get sick, my mom would give me 7-Up after shaking all the fizz out, because for some reason she was convinced that would make you feel better.
Thanks, Zombie Farmer. Yep, my mom did the same exact thing. You're not alone. If you'd like to take part in Memories Corner, send me a message and let me know which mascot you have fond memories of. Even if it's a mascot I already covered, I'm sure I could find a way to play it on the show. Enjoy these commercials.
Back after this. Twist off 7-Up caps and win in the incredible 7-Up college basketball game. Hurry up and grab all the 7-Up caps you can, because if you match the winner score in the final game, you'll win a t-shirt basketball shoes from Foot Locker or $10,000. Instant winners, too. So come with your caps and win. 7-Up employees not eligible.
Back for second half action in a real barn burner. Stadium has to start the second stanza. Dribble drive across the timeline.
Hey, thanks, man. Stay cool.
You know, for being such a popular mascot, I would have thought that there'd be so much more information on the 7-Up spot, but sadly, there isn't. I spent many hours researching, and I finally found out who the creator of the animated 7-Up spot was. It was none other than Leo Burnett, the same agency who created the Kellogg Rooster. Shortly after the new drink Cherry 7-Up was released, Leo Burnett had created the campaign, "Isn't It Cool in Pink?" which targeted a younger audience. The campaign managed to sell 40 million cases of Cherry 7-Up. Wow. The people over at Leo Burnett know what they're doing. The animated spot character, or characters, ended in 1995 when the 7-Up company was sold. Just because officially the campaign has ended doesn't mean that the character isn't still around. A few days before this recording, I was driving to one of my other computer repair shops, and I stopped at a red light. A truck pulled up next to me. It was one of those 7-Up distribution trucks. And who do you think was staring right at me? Yep, there was a huge picture of the 7-Up spot. I had to take out my phone and take a picture. I posted it on the Facebook page. I got excited once I saw it. Now, you might be thinking that the reason why I'm doing the show now was because I saw him recently. Nope, I had already planned on doing the 7-Up spot before seeing him on the truck. It must have been fate.
Taken at face value, your diet routine seems to have gotten brown. Why not come out of the shadow and into the light of Diet 7-Up, the un-cola, the un that's always smooth, never harsh or irritating, without a hint of aftertaste. New Diet 7-Up with NutraSweet, the one-calorie un-cola. Put some un in your diet.
That's going to do it for this episode. I want to thank you for listening, and I also want to give a big thanks to Zombie Farmer for sharing her memories. Remember, if you'd like to contribute to the show, send me an email at advertisingmascots@gmail.com. If you want to view some of the commercials I played here today, stop by our Facebook page at facebook.com/amazingadvertisingpodcast. Don't forget to give us a like. You can find me on Twitter at admascots. Thanks again for listening, and I'll see you next week.
Class, tonight's homework assignment is spot levels 1 through 5. Silver Surfer, levels 3 through 8. Pay attention to the evil magic warriors, Mephisto, Emperor, Reptile, and the rest. Your assignment is find Silver Surfer and spot at these stores only for Nintendo.